Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Love Island fans, listen up. 2019's Love Island was one of the most popular seasons in the series, and for good reason. It wasn't boring. Our very own Greg O'Shea won it. But the standout islanders were Anton Daniluk from Scotland. He was amazing. He entered the villa looking for love, but I reckon found himself. He joins me on the line. Anton, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's great to have you. Now, Anton, we will get to Love Island in just a second. But sure. You went into that villa as a 24-year-old gym owner, and now you are a published author of a well-being book. It's called 50 Steps to the Best Version of Yourself, and there are physical and mental tips in there. Can you talk me through what people will get if they use this book?
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, first and foremost, like you said, before I went into Love Island, my passion always was to help and motivate, inspire as many people as possible. And with Love Island, it's given me a massive platform to do that. And luckily enough for myself, I've been able to publish a book with Bloomsbury, who are actually Harry Potter's publishers. So I can't even believe I'm saying that, to be honest. But within the book, it is, 50 Steps to the Best Version of Yourself. So it's part autobiography, part self-help and motivation book. So I break up all the steps I believe that are necessary to live the best version of yourself, from mental health to physical health, but not only that, talking about business and my experiences in that, and of course my experiences in relationships. Mm-hmm. Which you must be thinking, what does Anton know about relationships? From the setbacks I've had, first loves, everything. So, yeah, it's just got a little bit of everything in there, and I'm so grateful to actually finally get it out.
Let's talk about your journey to fitness, because, Jesus Christ, I've had a look at you. You're fit. You're fit, Anton. I mean, looking at you is motivation enough, but it's a long road. I just want to go back to the very beginning of all that, because was it instigated with you having a tough time as a kid? I read that you were bullied as a kid. Is that how you got into fitness? And kind of, is that a way of taking control, so to speak?
Yeah, so basically my story is I come from a multicultural background, and my dad's Italian, my mum's Burmese, so there was always very good food in our house. So I wouldn't say that I ate junk food, but there was just always food in abundance. It was like a social event to eat. That's just the way it is in multicultural families. And by the time I got into high school, I was a little bit overweight. I wasn't obese or anything, but enough for it to get noticed by other kids, especially the older ones, and then therefore get bullied. So, I went through quite a hard time, from first, then from about 12 till about 15. And I would say I was on the borderline of depression. I didn't want to go into school. I quit playing football because I didn't want to take my top off in front of the lads. My mum ended up dragging me to the gym at 15 before school. So she would wake me up every morning at 5:30, drag me to the gym, get me into it. And then I started to realise very quickly that, after about 2 weeks, I was starting to feel better. I wasn't necessarily looking better, but I was feeling better. And I think that's when I realized early on that your physical health is really related to your mental health, even though at that age I didn't really recognize that that's what it was. But I really understand now that it's so important to have your physical health in check in order to have your mental health in check as well.
Well, you really thrived in that environment. I mean, you're a gym owner, or you were a gym owner in Scotland. Yeah. So let's talk how you ended up on Love Island.
Sure. Oh, well, this is one of my favourite stories. How long have we got? But
go on.
I'll try and keep it as quick as possible. But so basically, like I said, I owned one gym from the age of 17. Wow. And when I was about 21, I started to notice a lot of the mums and dads couldn't attend classes because they didn't have childcare. So I thought to myself, okay, well, what if I could put on a kids' class at the same time as adults' classes? So I did all my qualifications to teach kids about health and well-being and fitness. So I started running my kids' class at night, and adults would go to the adults' classes. And that started to do really well. So I got this crazy idea to bring out a kids' exercise DVD. This was back in 2016. So DVDs were still quite big at this time. Mm-hmm. And basically what had happened was I looked up the most popular exercise DVD of all time in the UK. And it turned out the most sales ever was Charlotte Crosby's From Geordie Shore, which absolutely amazed me, because this was a reality star that had no fitness qualification. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow. So I contacted her management and they then wanted me to go on TV to do that. So that was kind of how Love Island then came about. So then I went and got TV to build my platform and then obviously then came out the other side and now I'm motivating and inspire as many people as possible. It won't be as such an exercise DVD I'm going to be bringing out for kids now. It's going to be an exercise app that I'm working on in the background as well just now.
Jesus, that is unreal. So you were destined. So you were going into Love Island to build your platform. And I mean, that's what everybody does. What is it like being an Islander?
Yeah, it's the most surreal experience. So first and foremost, it was a whole lot of fun. I mean, it was a great summer. It's a summer I will never, ever forget. And it's a summer that changed my life drastically. There's hard times in there as well. Of course, you're away from your family. For myself, I was away from my family for the full time, 9 weeks it worked out, including our lockdown period. So things, you do get a little bit emotional in there, as you've seen several times with me in the villa. Mm-hmm. I'm not typically an emotional guy, but I got emotional quite a lot in there. It was just all in all, it was a great experience. And I would definitely recommend it for sure.
I just got a text in. Jen, I love the fact that Anton is so honest about his experience on Love Island and how much people change with fame. I wonder if he had his time over and would he been able to become an author without going on Love Island? Do you think that still would have happened?
So what I always say is, I've always known my goals and my destiny and I've always been a hard worker. I think I always would have got to where I wanted to be. But I've just fast-forwarded the process by maybe about 10 or maybe even 20 years, you know, because what 26-year-old can say that they've got a book deal with Bloomsbury, I mean, that is pretty, you know, it's not something that happens very often. So, yeah, I mean, it would have been a lot harder without Love Island, but I definitely would have been striving to do it in my own way.
Well, maybe you've stuck to the same path, haven't you? I mean, you've been big into fitness since owning that gym at 17. And talk to me about life after the show, because I read you were doing so many PAs that you needed security.
Yeah, so it was surreal. So obviously when I came off the show at that time, I don't mean this to sound big-headed or anything, I was one of the more popular Islanders at that point, and because I'd been in for so long. So, I mean, everywhere I was going, people were just grabbing at you, they were wanting photos with you. I'll always remember when I came off of... I came off the show and I flew back to Glasgow and I was actually shopping for clothes for the reunion. So I thought, you know, you just drive into Glasgow, park your car and just walk into the shop. I didn't even think twice about it because I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I just parked my car and walked down Argyle Street. And before I knew it, I'm not even exaggerating, it must have been about 500 people around me just taking photos.
Oh my God.
And a big crowd around me and I had to do photos and I ended up just going in, having to do the photos, and then after about an hour I couldn't move and there was more people coming, so then I had to say guys, I'm sorry, I need to go. I had to get back in the car and just drive home. I couldn't even shop.
Anton, did the producers not like prep you for this kind of stuff? I mean, they knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, of course, but you don't believe it until it happens, because you're just a normal, I can't explain it, like I'm just a normal guy that just went on holiday for 9 weeks and then you just come off the plane and your world's completely
changed. A lot of texts coming in for you on 51552. Are you watching this year's Love Island, first of all?
Yes, I'm watching it. It started off a little bit slow, but it's definitely getting a little bit juicy now.
Somebody texts me saying, Jen, can you ask Anton who of this year's Love Island cast would he be mates with and who would he avoid? So who would you be mates with?
So I really like Teddy at the minute. I think he's coming across great. I think he's coming across like a really nice guy. I think he handles himself great in there. And who would I avoid? I probably would avoid Faye because she seems very argumentative. Of course, like, I don't like to judge anyone in that show because it is such a surreal environment and you can act out of character in certain situations. But just based on what I've seen, yeah, I would definitely be avoiding fake.
And who would you be licking the face off?
Who'd
you fancy? Who would you like the look of now? If you're in there, who would you be?
The best looking probably was Lucinda, but I don't like her personality. But just now probably Millie.
Okay. Oh, I see. Listen, speaking of all that kind of stuff, how's the love life? I hear you're on Tinder. How's that going for you?
So this is 100% honest, Anton. All I'm going to say is hashtag ads.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you're very busy. You're too busy for all that kind of stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, that was, yeah. Took, look, I'm very much focusing on my businesses and building my future foundation just now. That's what Love Island was about. I don't want to look back in 5 years' time and go, what did I do with my platform? I want to use it in the way that I, you know, to secure my life.
Yeah.
And like I said, to inspire and motivate as many people as possible.
Well, you're doing it. You're definitely the real deal. Can I ask you about trolling? You know, anybody who's been on a reality show has had their experience of it. Did it get bad for you?
It's got really bad in the last sort of week, actually, believe it or not. Which I don't know why, but I'm being accused of having plastic surgery in my face for some reason, because apparently I look so different now. So yeah, I had to clear that up during the week. I'm not the type to really bother by these things. At the end of the day, like I like me. I love myself, not in an arrogant way, but I've learned to love myself. I got bullied as a kid. If I didn't learn to love myself, I was always going to be unhappy. So I had to learn that I'm who I am. You either like me or you don't like me. And people making these comments doesn't really bother me, but I know that it really affects others. And I just want to say to any younger listeners that are out there that, look, people's opinions of you is none of your business. People are going to say and do what they want. You can't control that, so there's no point focusing on that, because you probably won't even meet these people first and foremost. Just focus on the positive rather than negative, and let the people just be negative, because that's, they're being negative because they're not happy with their own lives.
Somebody texts me saying, Jen, can I ask if he thinks the male contestants are put under as much pressure to look as good as the women? I think so, and I'm a regular gym goer. So do you think the lads are under the same amount of pressure to look a certain way?
Yeah, 100%. I think that naturally going on these type of shows, I know myself, I put myself under a lot of pressure going in. I'm actually going on another show coming up in September, so I'm in a severe diet just now, pushing myself hard. So yeah, there is that pressure to look good, definitely.
Listen, you've managed to combine your love of fitness with having a profile. You're World Merit Ambassador for the United Nations. What does that mean to you, and what is it exactly?
Yeah, so when I first came out of Love Island, World Merit got in touch for me to be their ambassador of health and well-being. So what the job title enrolled was, it's funny because at night time I was doing my PAs in clubs, and then the next day I was going to schools to talk about mental health to kids, talk about fitness to kids, give them a little workout. It was honestly, it was a great experience. So I was doing a school tour before COVID hit. And that was just one of the most amazing experiences I've had, and I felt like the kids could really relate to me, because it was Anton from Love Island, and they were so excited. But I was saying to them, look guys, like, don't look up to me and think that these million followers mean anything, or the nice cars or the nice bodies. That's not what actually makes you happy. You think that'll make you happy, but what you need to find is happiness from the inside out, not the outside in. And it was great, because I feel like they really took it in.
Well, that's good. If you're getting through to them, that is brilliant. Anton, listen, it's been a pleasure to have you on. Your book is 50 Steps to the Best Version of Yourself. It's out now. Keep doing what you're doing. And I'm looking forward to seeing you on that new show come September or whenever it is, okay?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks, love. Bye, 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 bye. You too. That is Anton Daniluk, a previous Love Island contestant. Sounds like he's got it all figured out. And we'll be right back.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.